Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty and Show, and a.k.a. Psycho T, a.k.a. T-Mill, have the latest. And the latest is the Texans had a mandatory minicamp. We heard from C.J. Stroud. We heard from D'Amico Ryans. Let's start with the head coach, D'Amico Ryans, as He kind of laid it very clear of what he is looking for and expecting to get out of Texans minicamp.
As we leave here, this last week is really, it's just coming to an end of the things we've been harping on since really our phase one, right? And it's been a steady build up to how can we find ways to just get incrementally better at the small, minute details of your job. That's what excites me about the offseason. That's why I think it's really important these 8-9 weeks that we have with the players. If you attack it with the right mindset, you can actually get better.
Yeah, these things with D'Amico, I think he is always great and right on the money with Clint. I never have any doubt that the Texans are going to get in and have a plan of what they want to accomplish and what they want to achieve, and that everybody understands what the expectation is of what they need to do, and that they are going to get work done and get better every day. I never ever have any doubt that D'Amico Ryans is putting that type of thing together.
Yeah, no. Look, I mean, there's a lot you can agree or disagree with D'Amico Ryans, but getting that work in, whether it's mandatory or voluntary, getting that work in, and you know, putting whichever guys are in position from a health perspective as well as in town ready to participate, D'Amico Ryans is gonna grind with those guys. And so this has got to be as good an off-season situation as there is in the NFL.
Yeah, and we saw him bring in a new player in Nick Chubb, and Nick Chubb joined them today, and it looked like he was kind of getting acclimated to what they do there, and I'm certain that's a guy that works hard that won't have any problems doing that. So the Texans looked good, looked organized, as always, in practice. But the big story today was the C.J. Stroud. Would he, you know, what was his participation going to be? I think when you ride, we talked, and it was a kind of a tip-off that he was going to be one of the guys meeting with the media after practice. Clint, it would be hard to believe that he would talk to the media after not throwing like he had been the previous times in OTAs. Well, he did throw and had no restrictions through in all of the team periods, through in all of the individual periods, and looked like his normal self. This was C.J. Stroud himself speaking earlier to the media about the shoulder soreness and the impact that it's had to keep him out?
A little bit, you know, just I took this offseason very serious. I'm just working hard. I'm trying to get my body right. So I was here like pretty early with Clint, our strength guy. So I've been working really hard on getting my body right, losing body fat, trying to be faster, stronger. And, you know, it went really well. But there's always risk and reward, you know. So there's always risk to working hard. So, you know, it was a great offseason. I think I got that done. But also, you know, I wouldn't say that was the reason why. Just a lot of everything, you know. So
said a lot of everything there with the arm soreness. Is that something that quarterbacks frequently go through, and is that generally the move, kind of shutting guys down a little bit?
It's, as you said, it's the most important athlete in the city of Houston. It's one of the most important athletes in all of the NFL. It's obviously the face of the franchise moving forward, and if he tweaks something, I would be willing to bet you a house note that he hurt his arm in some kind of weightlifting or some kind of workout that didn't involve a football. It's hard to sprain an ACL or strain a pec or it's hard to do that throwing a football. I would be willing to bet you that there was med balls involved, there was some kind of workout involved. Like he said, he was trying to shed body fat and get leaned up and get right. I would be willing to bet you that this happened somewhere in a weight room or in a gym where he was doing something other than throwing a football. And throwing a football it hurt when he threw the football, probably hurt when he did anything over the top. That would be my bet. And I never fault a guy for getting that grindy. And when you grind, he's right. When you grind the way that I believe CJ grinds typically, when you grind that way, you know, sometimes accidents happen, and I'd be willing to bet you that's what he's dealing with.
Yeah, is this something you think will be the end of it? Like something you think, all right, we should expect to see CJ Stroud practicing and participating as normal?
Well, look, I mean, I'm looking.
Obviously, you don't know completely what's going on.
Well, I'm waiting to hear. I think the natural next step here is to wait and see. Today he threw quite a bit. He clearly, there were no limitations today. He was letting it rip. Is there any level of you know, soreness that sets in tonight or tomorrow that affects his ability to practice tomorrow, kind of deal? I think that's the normal, natural progression of, okay, does that happen? But once that doesn't happen, no, I think it's wide open. I don't expect CJ to have any problems moving forward. The way he was throwing today, the way he was moving around today, told me that he's A-okay.
He looked good to you.
Zero limitations, stretching the field, throwing the corners, throwing the go routes, throwing the routes where he's got to really shorten his stroke and be more compact and have more control. Puts a lot of strain on that shoulder and that pec. He was doing it, had no problem with it. I don't see any issues.
Tyler, we were sitting there watching it. He was still pushing that puppy down the field.
Yeah, man, ain't no doubt.
He pushing that baby. We'll get them big plays. Pushing that sucker down the field. Glenn would whisper, "Look over there. Look at Dalton Schultz over there.
Mm.
Butt naked over there."
Yeah, Dalton Schultz. Oh, check down Schultz. He was there a few times and didn't look like he's getting that love he needed.
Yeah. Just keep your soft ass out of the conversation.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
probably the best bet.
He was over there. He was over there wide open. No, man, CJ just working on some things, baby. Trying to get it up that seam, baby. Make big plays.
It's really about the 69.
5 o'clock fire.
Good Lord, love me. All right, I hadn't run into Coach Cully in a hot second. Maybe I'll go up and show up tomorrow, see if I run into Coach. Coach, I'll be in there around. Oh, no, never mind. Sorry, Coach. I gotta go to mandatory mini camp.
You got mini camp tomorrow, bro.
Football playing Jesse.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bring that. That's probably, he's used to being at that. But, all right, the Astros, they're back at it after a day off. They are at the Daikin Park for a 6-game homestand as they will start things off. As they played two AL Central teams. They'll start things off against the White Sox, a team that is not a great team. Before we get to that, I want to get to the news, and we'll get you the lineups and everything. The news here from Joe Espada, according to the media, and Chandler Rome. Updates on some injured players. None none of Yordan Alvarez, Chaz McCormick, or Zach DiCenzo are swinging any bats yet.
What is going on?
According to Joe Espada. So none of the three have swung bats yet, still haven't reached that point. Spencer Arrighetti could start throwing off the mound by the time the Astros leave for their next West Coast road trip, according to Joe Espada. So
you're telling me there's a chance.
Maybe getting closer with Spencer Arrighetti. Seemed to be in the same spot with Yordan, Chaz, and Zach DiCenzo.
Yeah, man, it's been a rough year in these injuries, man. Been a rough year with these injuries. It'd be nice to get Arrighetti and Yordan Alvarez back at some point in time and get them worked into the mix here.
Those are the two, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, those are the two that, to me, those are the two that you feel like, boy, when you plug those two guys back in, this team that's already leading the division and really hot right now could take another step and really take off like a rocket ship. I mean, that would be a good thing, right? Rocket ship takeoff? Rocket ship.
You're just going to keep to the moon?
Yeah, man.
Shout out to CJ on that. Yeah, Chaz, I feel bad for this. What was Chaz's injury? He hurt himself on a check swing. I don't remember exactly what he what the injury was, but I know he hurt himself on a check swing. The Yordan thing is interesting because they said he was 60% healed when I left Monday. So I don't know what percentage they got to get to before he gets to swing a bat again. But that's the one. You weren't here when I did that, man. Somebody's got to lose their job over that one, right? The Yordan one, somebody's got to lose their job over that one.
I find it hard to believe they didn't know.
And they just kept letting me swing.
I mean,
I'm talking about. However you spin it, like somebody, we've got to change it up. We got to do something different, man. That you just can't miss him with a fractured hand and just let him keep swinging. Now look how long this is going to take.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. I don't know. None of it makes sense. I mean, I heard Lopez of In the Loop talking about it the other day and talking about whether it's. You know, whether it's incompetence or just, you know, I'm paraphrasing here, just like legitimate, misdirection or whatever. Either way it goes, it's awful.
Yeah, it's not being handled great at all. By the way, tonight, as the Astros take on the White Sox, Lance McCullers will get the ball and the lineup in front of him, Jeremy Pena, Paredes is batting second, Altuve. Back in there at second base tonight. Diaz is the DH. Walker in at first base behind Diaz, batting fifth. Jake Myers, see if he can continue to do what he's done all year long, is in center field behind Walker, batting sixth. Caratini's behind the plate tonight, catching, and then Smith and Jacob Melton are on the corners, hitting eighth and ninth today. And then Lance McCullers, that's the big story. And Clint, to me, as we talked about this a bit earlier, I don't know about you, I'm getting really close to kind of viewing. Right now, I have Lance more closer to the, you know, Colton Gordon.
Hey, sir.
Courtin' Gordon. The Ryan Gusto.
We're going to try that again.
Let me try this. Colton Gordon, the Ryan Gusto. I've got him closer to that than I do have him closer to the Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez thing. Although the last two times he's pitched like those guys have. I know it's the White Sox, but if he comes out here dominant again and these strikeout numbers are hot, would you say, like his last couple of starts, 8, 12, and 7?
Mm-hmm.
And he's not walking guys, and he's making folks look silly at the plate on swing and misses. I may start to separate him from the old Gordo and Ryan Gusto stuff.
Well, I've got him separated from them. I got him in the Arrighetti range. I got him, you know, obviously, again, you know, he decided to play long toss in left field, so it's been out. But the like, I got him right there squarely in that. Better than Gordo and Gusto and not even – I mean, he's not on the same planet right now as Yordan. I mean, not Yordan, but Framber and Hunter. He's squarely in the middle right there, which is a good place for him to live right now.
Yeah. No, he's been big time. And And they've needed him to be that way. So Lance tonight, as they look to try to win a series against the White Sox, it's a team they should at the very least take 2 out of 3. And that should be the expectation with how they're playing and how bad that team is.
Oh, you like that one, huh?
5 o'clock fire.
Tommy Dang on the YouTube and Twitch said fractures need to heal to 100%.
Yeah, no. Should have drank more milk.
If he was at 60 when they called it, I just wonder what the fracture was when they allowed him to continue.
That 60 number is...
when they, that's is what some. They said, isn't it? They said yes. 60%
no,
healed.
No, you're right.
And I'm just saying...
Bunch of BS.
We were having him swing off the tee from 0% to 60. And as Tommy says, fractures need to be 100% healed. All right. Elsewhere in the NFL... The Browns, their quarterback situation is one of the most fascinating, and it may be the worst, but it may be one of the most fascinating quarterback situations in football. Browns quarterback Shedeur Sanders says no excuses despite fewer reps. As the Cleveland Browns quarterback competition progresses into mandatory minicamp, rookie quarterback Shedeur Sanders has often, Clint, found himself with a crew of backups while the team's other passers, Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, have all received first-team reps. Sanders, though, said he is unbothered by his practice reps and is instead looking to take advantage of every opportunity he gets. He said life is just based on how you view different things, Sanders said after their practice. So this is kind of playing out how we thought. I know he has looked good in OTAs, but... Once we start to break things out depth chart wise and everything like that, mandatory minicamp and training camp, he is the fourth dude, right? They signed Kenny Pickett and Flacco in free agency. They drafted Dylan Gabriel in the third round. They drafted him in the fifth round. So it's going to be a really, really difficult climb for him to help get to make the team, to be honest with you.
Yeah, look, when I look at Shedeur Sanders, like, this is what young quarterbacks, it's what backup quarterbacks and young quarterbacks in the league deal with. You have to prove that you can do more with less. You have to prove that you can handle adverse situations. You got to prove that you can make the guys around you better. And look, I think if you want to drill down even deeper, when I look at Sanders, I mean, I'm a fan of Sanders. I'm a believer in Sanders. I can't believe he fell as far as he did. But if there's a knock on him, it's, hey, man, you've always been under daddy's wing. You've always been anointed. You've always been praised. Now, hey, let's put you at the back of the line. Let's put you with some guys that probably aren't going to be on the team. And let's see how you handle that kind of situation. That's what young quarterbacks have to go through. And
they let my man Dylan Gabriel get some snaps.
Look, they drafted him earlier than him. Yeah, so I mean, at the end of the day, it's you know, hey, he's handling it the right way. And of course, I didn't doubt it. I mean, I think he's wired the right way to handle things the right way. But he's,
that's what I was gonna say, Clint. You've been there, and you've played for real. Let me test you mentally, guys. Yeah. Bill Parcells and company. Is some of this, you think, test?
Absolutely.
Some of this, do you think?
I think they got four quarterbacks, and they sit there and go, okay, somebody's got to be the odd man out and get these second team reps, and who do we think could benefit from it? Now, I'm just you know, putting a scenario out there, right? Dylan Gabriel's been to three different universities. He's been in college for 42 years. There's really not. I don't think there's much you can learn from Dylan Gabriel at this point in time. You look at Shedeur Sanders on the other hand. Young, came out early, again, has been under, whether it's fair or foul, he's been under his dad's watch for the majority of his, all of his college career, hell, and his high school career for a good chunk of that. But the, you know, that whole thing is like, okay, we got to give somebody these reps. Somebody's got to quarterback these reps. How do we benefit the most? We'll give them to Shedeur and let's see how he responds from them. I think he's handling it the right way. I think it'll be a huge plus for him.
All right, coming up, I just see this on the text line. Clint, who was the first group of O-line for us today at minicamp? Interesting. Let's have a discussion. We'll talk about what I still believe is the number one story going into this season is what does the offensive line look like? Day one of mandatory minicamp, we will tell you what we saw.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Coming up next.
Happy 6-10 day, H-Town. Celebrating another year as Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That'd be 6-10 day. I think I want to continue it tomorrow.
Well, that'll be 6-11.
Yep. I don't know, it's not the numbers for me. It
seems like the key element.
Not for me.
All right.
You can do your own. Hey, not for me, okay? You're sexual. It's just not for me, okay? I supported you.
That's for sure. Not everybody can handle this sex pot.
Sex pot. I ain't heard that in a minute.
You're staring at one for 4 hours a day in here, Dirty.
I mean, there's a lot of things there's a lot of things that have labeled you, but sex pot's not one of them. But
really?
But, yeah, I mean.
It's the trail off Dirty surprised. For me.
Yeah.
Dirty.
I'll take it to the star.
It's not right. Starship. You know what you sound like? Have you seen.
Spaceship.
Have you seen.
Rocky Ship?
The weird, like the crazy one-on-one thing between Michael Beasley and Lance Stephenson?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen
on YouTube? Yeah.
Did you see Michael Beasley get almost sexual and sensual the way he was talking, but was really trash talking Lance Stephenson?
Maybe I didn't see this.
It'll shake you up. I think it shook up Lance Stephenson, and Lance Stephenson's the guy who kept blowing in LeBron's ear. Michael Beasley took it to a place where, you know, sometimes you think, man, like, I think Draymond, well, he's really trying to get in that guy's head.
Yeah.
And then he gets done with the game and he goes back and I got him. Michael Beasley kind of had a Mike Tyson feel to him, to where when Mike Tyson does those things, he doesn't go home and turn it off. Like,
right.
he gets out of the ring and gets his gloves off and he's still the same guy. That I'll eat your children. I'll F you till you love me to reporters. That wasn't just a. Michael Beasley had that feel to him.
I'm the greatest.
He said, I'm going to put it on you. I'm going to make you dance. Make you dance.
Like it was. Still, were they playing at the time?
I wouldn't be mad if someone made me dance.
It was almost like a face-to-face press conference to get hyped up for it. And like all Lance was like, nah, man, it ain't gonna happen. He said, oh, it is. He said, I'm gonna do it real, sensual, and easy. And I'm gonna dance all over. That's what I'm gonna do. It's gonna be quick. It's like it was some creepy.
What was he talking about?
The one-on-one game they were gonna play.
Oh, they got a one-on-one game.
And they played for like an hour and he won. But I think he was in Lance's
head.
Who
ended up winning?
Oh, Michael. He was in his head. He said, I'm gonna bring my dancing shoes. And we're gonna dance. Like it was like you gotta watch you're in the break, you gotta watch it. Did anybody see that? It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I was left uncomfortable.
Yeah, sounds
and
like Lance, I'm uncomfortable
and,
to hear
and
you talking.
Lance
about it.
Was like, all right, man, nah, man, nah, okay, man. Like it's like, man, Lance was like, damn, I thought I was a little crazy. But I don't think Michael Beasley turned it off. I think Michael Beasley went on about his day and just creeped anybody else out that was around him. Yeah, you had to check that thing out. It was crazy. All right, Clint, the biggest story still, obviously C.J. Stroud throwing. That was a mini story that was at the top of mind. But the biggest story throughout in this offseason is going to be the offensive line and what it is that the Texans are going to do with their offensive line. And what we saw today, Clint, from the Texans' offensive line, the first group that came out, and it was very similar to what we saw at OTAs. The first group, Cam Robinson was at left tackle, Lakin Tomlinson was at left guard, Andrews again was at center, so that looks like we're seeing that pretty. Jake Andrews being at center, Titus Howard again at right guard, and Blake Fisher. The second time they did team, Ariante Ursary, the rookie out of Minnesota, he was in at left tackle, and then everybody else remained the same with Tomlinson, Andrews, Howard, and Fisher. That appears, Clint, to be the at least right now, the ones. Juice Scruggs was not involved. He was, I think, playing a guard with the twos, but at center with the threes. Patterson was the center with the twos. Trent Brown was injured, so he wasn't out there. But this appears, and maybe there's a competition between Robinson and Ursary, but this appears the top six right now.
Yeah, the beautiful thing about everything you just laid out for me is that the only guy playing multiple positions that we can see right now is Juice Scruggs, and I'm okay with it. One guy that you may bank on to play right guard, left guard, or center, and looks like he's probably going to be a backup. The more he can do, the more valuable he is to stay on his team. Everybody else seems to be at a position, which I like. I was afraid we were going to have musical chairs all the way across the board, but we don't. And so I like what I'm seeing, man. The thing with Cam Robinson, Ariante Ursary is I think, you know, on the surface, you at the very least, you want Ariante Ursary to be a swing tackle. You want him to be able to play left tackle or right tackle. You want to get him all the reps you can. In the off season as well as in training camp right now, Cam Robinson being the older vet, he's the one that could give up some reps for Ariante Ursary. That's really where I'm looking at this thing with this rookie is they got to get him good. They got to give him a lot of reps in OTAs and a lot of reps in minicamp and see are we safe, you know, with him being a swing tackle. Now you still also have. What's my man's name that was with New England all those
Trent
years?
Brown.
Trent Brown. I have Trent Brown out there who hadn't been in uniform yet, but I tip my cap to him. He's out there helping these young cats as much as he possibly can. I don't know if he's going to be a factor in this or is he really just a guy that's there to be the mentor that knows the offense to kind of help set the tone in the room and hold guys accountable and is going to be a future coach or he's on his way out the door or is he legitimately going to play? I have no idea. But I look at the Cam Robinson, Ariante Ursary rotation more as can Ursary right now be a swing tackle? And the other side of that is if Ursary is a guy that legitimately, by the time we get to training camp and in training camp, is pushing Cam Robinson for the job, then as a Texans fan, you got to be stoked out of your mind. I mean, this is a guy that is the immediately relevant in a competition at the left tackle position for a guy that's making $14 million this year. So either way you look at this left tackle rotation, it's a good thing.
Yeah, and Blake, all the other four, Clint, have pretty much been in those spots.
Yeah.
That we've watched. There's maybe been a little bit of Juice Scruggs at that left guard spot, but here it really seems like this is the group. And to me, I understand what you're saying with the left tackle spot, but for me, it is important to finally get a five. And in this case, sure, there's a competition, so there's six. To get a five or six where these guys are getting as many reps as they can together, right? Because Blake Fisher has never played in an NFL game beside Titus Howard.
Right.
And Titus Howard, I don't know, has ever played an NFL game at right guard. He's played a lot of left guard, right? Obviously, Titus Howard and Jake Andrews hasn't played together. Cam Robinson, Lakin Tomlinson, Cam Robinson, Ariante Ursary haven't played together, right? These are guys that have not played alongside with each other, so you do need them to build that up. So I think that is important to at least get to a point of, all right, we've got six guys that we're seeing, and these guys are going to get as many reps, and I'm glad the earlier they got to that point, the better it would make sense. The earlier they got to the point, and it doesn't, as much as it did in OTAs, feel like a experiment. Let's try here. Unless, again, we could come in tomorrow and they got Juice Scruggs, you know, at the one.
It could change at any point in time. But again, the method to the madness to me is a beautiful thing. It looks like they're really focusing on having guys play specific positions. It looks like they're building specific depth. But like for instance, they've got two centers. They got three if you count Juice Scruggs. They got two centers. You know, they got multiple guards. They got tackles. They don't have. Well, we don't have any inside interior guards at depth. So if somebody gets hurt, Titus Howard is going to have to move the guard. Right, right now you don't have that, and that's ideal depth. I would imagine that's by design. So again, it's good to see what's going on the offensive line, where you really only have one guy in the second and third depths of the O line that's moving around. Everybody else is playing the same position.
Yep. Coming up as we continue, who was the star of the day? We'll talk about that, and who maybe we're looking for to really kind of step through and shine tomorrow in day two of a mandatory minicamp. Also, we're gonna try to improve these team meals best bets.
Mm.
0-5, Clint.
Oh my God!
One of them got me.
Yeah, 0-5. Hopefully, it's time to make some more money. We'll do all of that coming up next, right here live on the Drive.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, thanks, Tyler. Let's roll.
Happy 610 Day, H-Town. Celebrating another year as Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Yeah, Tyler. This 0 for 5 thing, I mean, we may have to put something on the line or something, man. We got...
I don't even disagree with you. This is embarrassing.
I mean,
I'm a professional and I am losing my ass.
Like, I'm thinking if you go.
It's bad.
If you go 0 for 5 again tomorrow, I think you get it. I don't know, man. Do the 4-hour show with your shirt off. I think we something.
We've got the banana hammock?
No, I didn't know. I don't care what you wear in the lowers. I'm just saying.
Sorry, like I'm hat, sexual, man.
I know. We know. Calm down, Tiger. Like, hat backwards, the headphones, and just, you know, whatever Nair has done.
Oh, God. I thought of that in a while. My nipples just started hurting as soon as you said Nair.
Yeah. Again, very sexual, folks.
Y'all be careful out there. That stuff will...
What a follow-up. Y'all be careful out there.
Changed my life, that Nair on the nips.
I don't know, man. It's got to get better than this. 0 for 5, man.
It's like Chernobyl on my
good
nipples.
Good hell, man. You went 1 for 5, 1 for 5, 2 for 5 last week. Good gracious. 0 for 5 tonight.
If I go over...
We got something, man.
If I go over again this week, one, it's unacceptable. Two, I'll wax my chest like a 40-year-old virgin. I've never gotten a wax before.
Well,
y'all know how hairy I am.
Wax my chest? No.
If you don't like it, that's fine.
I'll be honest.
I thought it was something painful y'all would enjoy.
I'll be honest, Tyler. I've done it, and I think it's on YouTube somewhere. I lost a bit.
You have a hairy chest?
Yeah, I can. I lost a bit and laying on the old staff room table and ripped it off. It's probably somewhere still on YouTube. This is one of my first bets.
Kelly Clarkson
lost bet. So
is that my boy wrong?
We'll see, man. Hopefully, we don't have to deal with Ofers anymore. But coming up after T Mills best bets. A little Texans All Access, John Vandermeer, Mark Harris. I saw Vandermeer out there today. I called him John
just
and Mark.
Combined
and
their entities.
Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. I saw Mark out there earlier, taking in practice. So I know they were out there and have some good insight on what they saw tonight. No, Area 45 tonight. So
now I got some sort of soccer.
Some sort of soccer coming up.
Football.
No Area 45, but Texans All Access is they'll give you the sounds, sights, and their thoughts from day one of Texans minicamp. Yes! So stay tuned for that after Tyler hopefully makes you a winner. I wonder, do we agree? I've said this today, Clint. Do you agree that Higgins was the top person that you saw, the one at least that stuck out to you the most, Jalen Higgins, their second round pick from Iowa State, that he's Jaden. Did I call him Jalen?
Yeah.
Him and Noel. That's going to get me. Jaden Higgins.
That's a lot and of
Jaylens. And I have it typed in as Jaden.
Casario's 2025 draft class of 10,000 Jaylens and Jadens didn't do you any favors.
I typed it into Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel. Jaden Higgins, to me, stuck out the most of any player, and not just with the rookies, but any player on the field.
Without a doubt. There's no doubt about it. Nico Collins made a couple of big catches today that was really, really impressive. But with the exception of that, I mean, there's no question about it. Jaden Higgins had the day that I've been looking for. I said it after the last OTAs that we saw. I said, look, Jalen Noel has stood out more than any other receiver out there, but definitely more than Higgins. Higgins, I haven't seen have a catch. I need to see something from Higgins. And I'll be damned, it didn't take long. He catches the fade down the sideline. He catches a ball, which was a one-handed go-go gadget. He really showed the length that he plays with that I've been talking about on that particular play, along with the playmaking ability and the ability to win over the top on the straight fade route. Great throw by C.J. Stroud. And then he catches a ball over the middle, and I didn't even see the kind of route it was. I just looked up, and he was splitting the defense down the middle, and it didn't look like anybody was catching him. Now, somebody may have caught him over the top, but nobody was catching him from underneath. And then from we were behind the offense one time, and he's running a dig route, which is a 16 to 18-yard crossing route right over the middle of the ball. We saw Nico run a bunch of them last year. And, we had plain as day, C.J. throws the ball, and Higgins is on the other end of it, and it just – It was a great snapshot for all of us there watching. If you were watching, it was a great snapshot of Jaden Higgins and his actual catch window, right? He's every bit of 6'4". He's long, so I mean, he don't even have to jump, and he's catching. He's going to catch a ball in stride that you throw 9 feet off the ground, 8-9 feet off the ground. Now, if you were to throw it higher, he could climb the ladder and go get it. I mean, literally, if he's open, especially across the middle of the field like that, his catch window is 10 foot wide by 10 foot high, probably higher than that. It was impressive. So yeah, I would say that today, without a doubt, this was a Jaden Higgins day. If you were wondering whether what was going on with Jaden Higgins, why is he not the guy that's attracting more footballs? Why is he not jumping off the field? All you had to do was show up today early because he was getting it done.
Yeah, it was sexy. There it is. There it is.
He found it.
Is that you? Is that you laid up on that table?
We're on the show, Ugly, getting waxed. We got to bring this to the show tomorrow. We are not going to do it just this last segment. Let it be lost forever. We are doing this tomorrow.
yeah, that was...
The show gets waxed.
We are talking about this tomorrow.
Yeah, that got bad. Yeah, that was... That burned, man. I ain't going to lie to you, man.
There will be audio, folks.
I don't remember what I screamed. I think I had to have it done a couple of times.
But no, left.
I'm telling you, man. We got to do something, man.
I agree.
This is just ridiculous where you're at. All right. Let's win a little money here, hopefully. Or let's go 0-5. But if you're gonna lose, you're gonna win
bad,
big,
man. I need a green day. Like I need it.
I know it, man. I mean, you need an American idiot bad, don't you? All right, what's I'm sorry, man.
Was not your best one.
That was there for the taking, man. I'm sorry, man. It was right there. All right. When I come along,
let me give you these best bets here.
All right, there you go.
Giants. This is baseball, by the way. Hey, not a whole lot of the balls with the sports and the fellas out on the fields going on.
And listen, if you need to dookie, we understand.
What?
Sit Green Day. Sit dookie.
Oh, I got you.
Oh, man.
That one was...
I didn't get it.
Yeah, no, it's the first album. Go ahead.
You spent your one cultural reference of the week already, Dirty. It's all right. All right, here we go.
He nailed it, though.
Six.
He nailed it. David Arquette.
We need a profitable night. Six. Best bets, all baseball, because scared money don't make money. And even though this is by far the worst stretch of best bets in the history of this little segment we do.
I mean, the worst.
We're bumping it up from 5 to 6 picks. First, Giants, -1.5 runs tonight at the Colorado Rockies. Next, I got the Detroit Tigers. Hinch's Tigers +1 run at -135 as they travel to face off with the Orioles. Then Rangers at Twins. I'm on the under in that game. I got it at under 9. Next, an over for you. White Sox, Astros. Tonight, Daikin Park right down the road. Over 7.5 runs in that game. And then two Astro player props. I like both of these actually a ton. Jeremy Pena. been very reliable, and we need it bad. Jeremy Peña over 1.5 total bases for the Stros tonight, and then Victor Sip of the Caratini to get a single base hit. I got that and those odds at minus 150 for Victor Caratini tonight. Those are your best bets. Any of those y'all love, hate? People, I'm not going to tell you to tell these because this is rough. But
hey, listen, you got to take advantage of the Jeremy Peña 1.5 bases every chance you get against the White Sox. I'll be honest with you.
I need panties dropping.
I'm nervous about the 7.5. As Lance has been pitching his ass off, and I know the White Sox are bad, but Shane Smith has not been that bad. ERA in the mid twos. He's been keeping the score down, so I don't know about that one. Hell yeah! Anytime the Rockies are involved, go for it. They're just
so bad.
They're just awful.
So bad.
Yeah, and like the Tigers, they're rolling. So this shouldn't be an 0-5.
It sure as hell better not be. I'm gonna freak out.
Well, considering there's six of them out there, it can't be 0-5.
Check that. This shouldn't be an 0-6.
I was kind of freaked out.
Why are you going so many? Man, maybe come down. Mm.
Nah, man. If we go 0-5, we got ground to make.
That Vic Caratini hit, but gosh, dog, minus 150.
Woo.
Yeah. You want some action?
Yeah, all right then, will you? Vic for
a hit. Let's get horny. Come on.
Vic for a hit. All he needs is a hit, man. I mean, that's average. If he bats four times, he's average.
Yeah. I hope so for you guys. You need a turnaround, man. You need some green, man.
Bad.
You need some green. Whoa. Some green day action. All right, coming up behind us, Texans All Access, Mark Vandermeer and John Harris. They've got you and give you their thoughts of day one of mandatory minicamp. And remember, there's no Area 45 coming up tonight. We'll be out there tomorrow again to bring our thoughts and to let you know what we see out there at minicamp. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Shout out to Will Conkle, who joined us in the second, the 2 o'clock hour.
It's so stupid.
It's the conk, man. It sounds so much better than the conk. But appreciate Will for joining us. Remember, I'm Ron, the show Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. When someone else instead of me
always seems to know the way. Right? The young, horny pervert or the old, weird, creepy perv?
I'm just sexual, man. Nope. Just me, dude. It's just who I am, you know? It's just built into me.
I said, damn it, I'm just sexual.
Dead face. I'm just sexual,
damn it,
man.
I'm just sexual. Just who I am. Now that we've turned CJ versus CJ sexual. So it's only the way.
Take it or leave it, baby.
The baby at the end is what I.
Arms
what
in the
I
air.
Love. Yeah, arms extended.
Make a rocket ship to the stars.
Hey, thank you, Tyler Milner.